On Fridays, we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with some big news out of West Sacramento. That's where plans have been submitted to build a manufacturing plant, a pretty large one, 240,000 square feet. Who's going to fill this new building?
Well, a Dallas-based development company has submitted plans to build this manufacturing building in the port of West Sacramento, near Southport Parkway and Lake Washington Boulevard. The building will be for Technip FMC, which operates the company in Davis that makes Schilling Robotics underwater robots. Those remote underwater robots and mechanical arms are used in oil exploration and drilling.
Sounds like this company in Davis is pretty ambitious.
Yeah, for years, the founder of Schilling Robotics has told Davis leaders he needed to expand his operations dramatically. That expansion was one of the reasons cited to develop a proposed innovation park at Mace Ranch. That project hasn't materialized, though.
Well, what about a timeline? Is there a schedule for building this plant?
Representatives from the project haven't commented, but it appears the plant could eventually get even bigger than 240,000 square feet. The West Sacramento development plans show a potential second phase development with two more buildings on the site totaling 320,000 square feet.
Moving on to the Sacramento bar scene, another axe-throwing watering hole is coming, this time in Midtown. And we've talked about these places before. I guess it's like a trend in bars. What's the story behind this latest place?
Yeah, it's called Bad Axe Throwing Company, and it's coming to 2010 K Street with a location that could open by spring. The business will combine food, beer, and wine with axe throwing, which operators say is a popular team-building activity. Bad Axe is a chain that has locations in other cities. There are separate axe throwing businesses elsewhere in the Sacramento area, but it appears this will be the first one in Midtown.
Yeah, well, I remember when we talked about those other businesses. I mean, safety. I've always asked you about safety. I mean, isn't that a concern as these places continue to grow?
Well, the operators of Bad Axe say the chain has never had an insurance claim in its five-year history. If it's any other reassurance, the business won't serve liquor in Sacramento, and local customers will get safety instructions before practicing their skills.
All right. Well, the operators of Rancho Cordova-based Claim Steak Brewing Company are planning a project at a Sacramento County golf course.
That's right. Claim Steak is bringing a full-service restaurant to Cordova Golf Course, a public course that was established in 1954. The project is expected to open by March. Now, in recent years, we've seen several other local breweries expand with food projects. Some of those examples include Out of Bounds Brewing, Track 7 Brewing, and New Glory Craft Brewery. These restaurant projects can help breweries attract new followers as the local craft beer scene continues to get more competitive.
What about the golf course? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, the golf industry has struggled for the last decade or so due to factors such as sagging demand and competition from other forms of entertainment. Representatives from Cordova Golf Course say the recognition of Claim Steak's name could help attract more younger golfers, but it wasn't the only reason the group was selected as the new concessionaire. They say the course already attracts a diverse audience, and additional upgrades are also in the works to keep golfers returning to the course.
And finally, the annual California International Marathon takes place Sunday, winding from Folsom to downtown Sacramento, attracting thousands of participants and spectators, which translates into money spent at local hotels, shops, and restaurants.
Yeah, we're talking about almost 10,000 marathon runners on Sunday and 3,000 relay runners. Those runners will come from 44 countries and provide an $11 million boost to the local economy. That's according to event organizers.
And Sonia, I know you're a runner. Are you going to take part?
Yes, a little humble brag here. This will be my sixth California International Marathon. I'm also doing the 5K on Saturday, so you have no excuse to be on the couch this weekend. But I will be among the runners consuming one of the 15,000 bananas that are expected to be on the course, not to mention the 64 tubs of Vaseline available on race day. So come and cheer on those runners. It should be a fun morning.
Fun day and maybe a little soggy, too.
Don't say that.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.